The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Sanhedrin, the Tzadi Alpha and Aleph bring down a Maisa. There was a certain Apikairis that came to Rami and he asked him, how could it be that you say that a person's going to come back in Tchias HaMeisim, that there's going to be a concept of Tchias HaMeisim? Right? People, when they die, they turn into dirt. How could dirt live? So the Gemara brought a Mashal, and the Gemara brought that Ravami added to the Mashal. If you don't believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could create life from dirt, so then I'll prove it to you because there's a certain rodent that part of it is dirt and part of it is buster. And from this dirt is formed the back part of this rodent. And the entire rodent is formed. It becomes a rodent. Basically, it becomes a live animal out of dirt. So too, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take from dirt and create into a person. And then the Gemara adds, Rav Ami adds, to the Tzadikaris, he says, maybe you'll tell me that that takes a long time, and that takes a couple of weeks. Tzadikaris of Eitzim is supposed to take in seconds. So then where do we find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can create life in merely seconds? So Rav Ami brought in from the Chilazin. Alei Lahar, go to the mountain. You'll see on the mountain that there's only one Chilazin. Tomorrow it's going to rain. Tomorrow when it rains, and Nismali Kula Chulzainis, there'll be hundreds and thousands of these Chulzainis will be on the mountain. So you see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can create life within seconds from one Chulzain. There'll be, right now there's one Chulzain. You go up tomorrow to the mountain top and you'll see that there's thousands and thousands of Chulzain after the rain. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do Tchis HaMeisim in under seconds. Rashi over here brings down what is this chalazin. So Rashi said, this is the famous chalazin. This is the chalazin from which we make tchelis on our tzitzis. That the pasuk says, knaf zil tchelis. That we put tchelis on the tzitzis strings. And the Rashi says that this chalazin is a talas. It's a type of a worm, which is already a chiddush in Rashi. That we see that, like the son of the Noida Behuda points out, that hagam, the chalazin is something used for not just tzitzis, it's also used in the big day kahuna. It's used, we find that it's used in the kisei clay shares, to cover the clay shares, the kavim and the base of mikdash. It was used in the lulayas, it was the kisei of the mishkan, it was in the big day kahuna. And also it's on the tzitzis and afapika. And according to Rashi, it seems to be a chalazin, it's a talas. This is a chiddush, points out the son of the Noida Behuda, because we know that l'chayre there's a din of minamut mutar beficha, that there has to be, when it comes to akopanim l'mashal to tefillin, and other places we find this concept, that there has, that the item with which you make sefer Torah and tefillin, etc., has to be from a kosher animal. Even if the kosher animal wasn't shechted necessarily, but it has to be from a kosher species. L'chayre the talas, which is being used not just for the tzitzis, but for other divrei kedusha. Rashi would be mashma that it comes from a non-kosher animal. That's a chiddush. The son of the Noida Behuda wants to say that perhaps the reason why it doesn't have to come from a kosher animal is because over here, the purpose of the tchelis was just to color. It was just to give color, be it to the tzitzis, be it to the parts of the mishkan, be it to the big day, the clothing of the kayin. So it was only coming for color. So color is, like we find in the Gemara Baba Kama, we find the concept that it's considered chazusa ba'alma. It's just considered a color. It doesn't have a mamashis. It's not a substance. It's not something chashiv enough to make a difference. And therefore he wants to say that perhaps even on the straps of tefillin, the ink on the straps of the tefillin, perhaps that could be made, the color akopanim can be made from a non-kosher animal. I ain't shown that he dons this topic barichas in the tshuva of the Noida Behuda. But akopanim, so Rashi says that the chalazin is a talas, it's a worm. And this is the talas, it comes out of the ocean every 70 years, and it goes up kanira to the mountain, like the Gemara says, and with its blood we make the tzitzis. We're tzaving the tchelos on the tzitzis. The Rebbe Kiveger already points out that Rashi in Menachos on Daf Mendalid is not exactly mashma like that, that it's a worm that comes from the yam, that goes to the mountain. Rashi over there is mashma, it's a remes that comes from the ground. It's some kind of a sheretz that comes from the ground. The Gemara in Menachos Bemis is mashma that it's a certain type of a fish. It's doyma at least to a fish, the Gemara's mashma. The exact the nature of this animal it's not clear. It seems to be tzimachleikis. We shine in the paiskim. It could be it's a kosher animal according to that side in the Gemara Menachos. It could be if it's a fish, it's a kosher fish. Not exactly clear exactly what this chalazin is. Now, of course, the reason that this is not clear to us what this chalazin is because, as we know, for the last 1,000 years at least, Most of Klal Yisrael will see, as Hashem, that there are some people that perhaps do wear tchelis nowadays. We'll discuss that, as Hashem, soon. But Akapanim Rav of Klal Yisrael for the last 1,000 years have not been zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah of tchelis. Now, Rizal writes in his, and this is really the reason why we're not clear exactly what the animal is, what the fish is, what the worm is exactly. Because we, the Maisa, haven't had it for the last 1,000 years there. Rizal writes in his Ksavim that we won't have it until the time of Mashiach. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though, as we'll see soon, the Radziner, the Helika Radziner, who claimed to have found the Tchelis, claimed to have found the fish which makes the Tchelis, even though he claimed to have found it, but the Maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down in Simen Tes, and Siv Kadim Yubei, that Lamaisa wasn't Mekabel by most of the Gedolim, all of the Gedolim, the rest of the Gedolim, Akopanim and Klai Yisrael, they weren't Mekabel, this Chiddush, and that's why Rav Klai Yisrael doesn't wear tzitzis with Tchelis, and he says that we won't be Zaycha to be Mekai in the Mitzvah until the Bias Goyal, until Mashiach comes, like the Arizal says. Bemis, the Yeshua Smalko, he writes already the same thing, that we haven't had Tchelis for, I think you write it also, 1,000 years since the time of the Amorayim. There are Midrashim that are Mashma, even in the time of the Amorayim themselves, already we didn't have tchelis. It seems to have gone out by the time of the Marayim. Definitely by the end of the Marayim already, we didn't have it. The Alshech brings down that it was nignaz, and the Midrashim are already mashma that the tchelis was nignaz, was hidden away from us. We don't have it. The Alshech really is medayik in the pasuk. It says, Pasuk says, "Al kansei bigdeihem l'doyrei sam." That you'll put tzitzis al kansei bigdeihem l'doyrei sam for all the doyres. And then the next pasuk says, "Haknaf psil tchelis." After the pasuk says l'doyrei sam, it says you'll place knaf psil. You'll put tchelis. So it's mashma that tchelis won't be l'doyrei sam. The tzitzis will be l'doyrei sam. They'll be forever. But the tchelis, it's mashma that there'll be a time period in Klal Yisrael that we will not have. We won't be zayche to the mitzvah of tzitzis of tchelis. Now, maybe to break open the sugya a little bit, first of all, the Rashi by us is a bit of a problem. Rashi says that this chalazin that our Gemara is discussing, Rashi says that this Gemara, when discusses the chalazin that's on top of the mountain, this is the chalazin that they make the tchelis from. So the Be'er Sheva and the Yad Ramah, they both talk about this Rashi, and they ask questions that L'chayra, if it really comes out once in 70 years, so then the Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit shver. The Lashon of the Gemara is go out to the mountain. When the Rav Ami was talking to the Apikoros, he said, you'll go out to the mountain and you'll find this worm up there. And today there's one, and tomorrow there'll be, you know, millions of them. So first of all, if it only comes up once in 70 years, who says you'll go to the mountain and you'll find it today? That's already a little bit doichik in Rashi to say that it's talking about this, the regular chalazin that comes once in 70 years, the chalazin that we paint the tchelis with. Also shver in Rashi is the fact that the Gemara says that it's a very yakardika thing. It's something that was very expensive, and it was very hard to find. L'chayra, if there are millions of them on the mountain, even if it comes every 70 years, but L'chayra, it shouldn't have been so yakar, it shouldn't have been so expensive. There should have been lots of them. You know, once in 70 years, they should have had, you know, so much stored up from the amount that came up the mountain. Both these questions aren't so shver and Rashi, but this is the reason why the Be'er Sheva, the Yad Ramah, they learn different pshat in our Gemara, that when our Gemara is referring to the chalazin, it's referring to some other type of animal. It's not referring to the chalazin, which we used to paint the tchelis with, the tzitzis with, but it's referring either to a grasshopper or other types of animals. But already, the first makor akopanim is really our Gemara, to the animal that we paint the tchelis, to the worm akopanim that we paint the tchelis with, is this specific chalazin. The Yalkut Shimoni and Tov Kuf Samach Aleph is mavur that the Amorayim Taker didn't have tchelis. The Radziner brings Lamaisa Rayas from the Gemara. Radziner lived over 100 years ago, and more than 100 years ago, and he was claimed to have found the Tchelis. He spent a tremendous amount of many years trying to find the Tchelis and trying to bring back this mitzvah to Klal Yisrael. He claims that the Amorayim did have it, and he said that the Klal Yisrael seemed to have lost the mitzvah when the Jews left Eretz Yisrael and they went to Bavel, to because in Eretz Yisrael Kopanim they lived on the sea and they lived near the Mediterranean, they lived near Yam HaMelech, the two places that we find in the various Midrashim that there was Tchelis. Either we find that Tchelis, like the Gemara Megillah's Mashma, was found in the near Haifa area in the Chelik of Zvulin, or like the Rambam's Mashma that near Yam HaMelech. The Kopanim, when Klal Yisrael went into Golis and they went to Bavel after the time of Yechon and Rish Lakish, so then it seems to be that the Tchelis, the secret of the Tchelis was lost, or at least Al-Kopanim was nignos from us. We'll see soon, Bezer Hashem, where the Regina found from, but we know that the Chavetz Chaim and Chazanish, they were also, most of the Gedolim were not makabel the Regina. Now, what exactly did the Regina do? The Regina tried to find this Tchelis. He traveled to Italy. Okay, when he went, I think, to a place called Napoli, and in this place he writes over there how he spent a tremendous amount of time in the water trying to find this fish. He was of the shitas that held that it wasn't a worm and that it was taker a fish, like his mashma the Gemara Menachos and Mem Gimel. And he in Napoli there are these underground glass rooms where you can look in the water. You can watch it, see inside the water, and this was over 100 years ago. Now I imagine it's more advanced, but then he was also able to, and he spent many, many months just looking through the different fish, trying to see what he knew from the Chazal, from the Gemara, from the Paiskin, trying to find this specific fish that creates this dye. And when he was there, he found one fish that seemed to meet all the qualifications. In English, I think it's called a tint fish. It's called a dagdio in Lashon HaKodesh. And he did enough testing to find that in the beginning, Demis, when he took out this fish, really the fish wasn't so friendly. The blood that came out wasn't able to be used. It was hard and it wouldn't write properly, and it was black. And then he realized that perhaps it's because Gufa, the Gemara says, the way the Rashi learns, it only comes up once in 70 years. So perhaps when you take it out yourself, when you take out this Tchelis, when you take out the fish from the water, so then the Tchelis won't work. It's only, what does it mean it comes out once in 70 years? The fish exists. It's only the Tchelis will only be matzliach, will only work if it comes out on its own. If the fish will come out on its own once in 70 years, so then it'll be matzliach. And Bemis, he traveled to a certain island near Italy, and in this island near Italy, he did his research, and he found that this fish, this tint fish, comes up every scattered amount of time, maybe not 70 years, but a long amount of time, and it comes up on its own. And then taka, the joy, the blood that comes out of this fish, it was taker doimim oi to what he had understood was the Tchelis, the actual Tchelis of the times of Chazal. Now, in order to prove that something is Tchelis is very difficult, because the problem is that we know for sure that there are colors which are doimit to Tchelis. And this really brings us to another topic. Why can't we just accept the Radzina, or we'll see Bez Hashem that Rav Herzog had a certain Tchelis that he also found from a fish called the Marcos, and nowadays they the new Tchelis, I think it's called, is there are certain people that claim to have found even a specific Tchelis that nowadays they claim is 100% Mamish Muchak, that it's a Tchelis that they had in the times of Chazal. So this brings us to a question: why can't we just put on this? Why shouldn't we have to just put on the Tchelis as a suffix? You know, even if we're not 100% sure, but at least it should be a suffix device, and we should have to put on the Tchelis that the Regina claims to have found, and the Tchelis that the new Tchelis found of Hertzaka. Why shouldn't we just put it on the suffix? So Bamesis brings us to another sugya, is that the Gemara Menachos says that there's a certain type of a dye which is very, very doimit to Tchelis. And I guess it doesn't just mean one dye, it means any dye that's very doimit to this color. The Gemara calls it klo ilon. It's a certain type of a dye that comes from a tree, and it's very doimit to Tchelis. And the Gemara over there says that, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ani Hashem, that I'll know, I'm God, I'll know that even if you put this on and you think it's like Tchelis, but I'll know it's really not Tchelis. If you pretend it's like Tchelis, but I'll know it's not. And the Gemara brings down that there's an Issa Drabbanan to put this Tchelis on, to put this color on if it's not the real Tchelis. Now, the reason it has to do the Gemara Menachos, because since Tchelis allows a person to wear his tzitzis even with kalayim, even with shatnes, and he's going to put on this klal ilon, which is not the real Tchelis, and he doesn't have the heter of kalayim, so we're afraid a person is going to put on this klal ilon and it'll come to wear shatnes. So therefore there's an iser to dye your tzitzis with any type of Tchelis which is not the real Tchelis, any type of, excuse me, Tchelis color which is not the real Tchelis that comes from the chalazin, which is mavur in the different gemaras and the different midrashim, the gemara Maseches Tzitzis, which is mashman, has to be specifically from this animal called the chalazin. So therefore, it's not so pashut that a person should just come along and say that, well, why not just put on this chalas? Maybe they're right. Maybe there's a subject, at least, that the Ritzino is right. There's a subject that the new chalas is right. It's not pashut, because if they're wrong, then there's an isidur abanan to put on this chalas. This chalas color. The other problem, which again, all these problems, the Redeemer and the people with the new Tchelis and Refer Tzog, they all have to deal with is to try to prove that this is the original Tchelis is number one. We know that the Tchelis doesn't fade. The Gemara's mashma in one place, the Rambam's mashma in one place, that such a strong color can only come off with certain types of Meraglayim for 40 days, but Bamis is a color that doesn't fade. That's really, some say that's one of the problems with the Redeemer Tchelis, is that Taker, it does fade a bit. The Redeemer Tchelis, you would put it into the washing machine, it doesn't keep that straight, that same exact color. Another problem is the darkness. We don't know how dark to make the color. The Gemara says that Tchelis is doimel yam. Now the yam has, the sea has many different shades of color. If you look at the yam at any time of the day, sometimes the yam looks blue, sometimes the yam looks black, sometimes the yam, the sea looks green. And then Rashi in one place says, if a person sees Tchelis in a dream, so it's not a good sign. And Rashi says, why? Because when a person sees Tchelis, Tchelis is some greenish color, which when a person looks green, it means he looks like he's sick. So we have different Gemaras in Gemara Brachas and Daftalid, which is mashma that a person says greenish at the time between Tchelis and Karti. Over there, Rashi's mashma also that Tchelis is a greenish color. Other places, Gemara's mashma that Tchelis is a bluish color. Some are mashma it's a blackish color. Some are mashma it's a light blue, dark blue. So it's very, very not clear what exactly is the color and the level of dyeing that a person's supposed to do with the Tchelis, which also creates a problem in the Tchelis. Moshe Feinstein points this out. Even Ezra in one place says that it's a darkish blue. Rashi's mashma, like we said, it's a light green. Also, the Gemara says it's doimer to the color of the sky, which is doimer to the sea. Does it mean the sky in Europe, which is the darker color than Eretz Yisrael sky? These are all the problems. Another way of determining the real tchelis is the Gemara in Shabbos says that when you pipes in it, when you take this tchelis and you squeeze out its blood, which is more there discussing if you do it on Shabbos, that it's a deraisa. Bal kopanim, when you squeeze out its blood, so then it's not like our blood, the way our blood is, it's mifkut pkidi, the Gemara says. It's like bags of color. So in order to determine if this fish that the Redeemer and that the others found, that this fish they find, that it's the real tchelis, it would have to be that the blood comes out and kilu comes from bags, and not that it was nivla, that it was absorbed in the animal itself. Another very, very big taina on the tchelis was the Gemara says Menachas, that in order to make the tchelis, it's not enough just to have this fish or this worm and to use its blood, but you have to put it together with certain types of some amana, certain types of berries, I imagine, spices or some type of berries. And the problem is like Rav Moshe Feinstein taina, is that we don't have a Kabbalah klape these some amana. We don't have a Kabbalah copy of what these spices, what these berries are. So even if you'll claim to find the proper fish and the proper worm, but we don't know what the spices are, and that's an integral ingredient in making the tchelis. The Redeemer used certain types of chemicals which were colorless, and therefore he claimed that it didn't really make enough gemina. That's all part of the sefer that the Redeemer wrote about this Ayin Shum. The other tiny is the tiny of the Beit HaLevi, which I see that really bad Mr. Yashiv in Koibit Chuvis, Chelik Aleph, I think it was in Bezer Gimel, the beginning of Koibit Chuvis, Rav Yashiv, this by Rav Yashiv was the Iker Taina of why a person would not wear, would not color his tzitzis with the tchelis. But the Beit HaLevi says that if for the last 1,000 years we didn't have tchelis, and if Luyitzur, let's say the fish that the Redeemer found, or the fish that the new tchelis find, I think it's called the Parper fish, or Rebbe Herzog found the Marker fish, if all these fish were not available, they didn't exist, for example, let's say they didn't exist, they existed in some far out place in China, and we weren't able to get there, etc. So then already you can say that if somebody were to come around 100 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, and find this fish, so then it's not a question why the Rishonim didn't have this fish. Why the Goyim, that they didn't have this fish, and they didn't paint their tzitzis with this color, because they just pasha didn't have it. They weren't able to get it. So we wouldn't be able to say, well, if they didn't have it, so then it must be that this can't be the tchelis. But the Beis HaLevi says that if the Rishonim, who they had these fish, they had the Parper fish, they had the Marcos fish, they had the Radziner's fish, the Dagzioi, as we called it, the tint fish. The Rishonim had the ability to have these fish. These aren't new fish. They were in Italy, where the Rishonim were. They were in Eretz Yisrael, where there were Ga'inim there. Akoponim, at least the Rishonim were there. The Rishonim that came to Eretz Yisrael, and even early Achrayim, and if the early Rishonim and Achrayim who were tzaddikim and also mechaviv and mitzvahs, and they had these fish, and they didn't make tchelus from these fish. So then he writes over there that it's ke'ilu a kabbalah and a psak. It's a psak that this isn't the fish. The fact that they had these fish and they didn't. Rishon Benis is the biggest item psak in general. That if we find that Rishonim had a certain thing and they didn't use it, it's the biggest item in Paskin in general, they didn't use it as to make their tchelus, so that's already a psak to say that it's not the tchelus. It's not, this isn't the fish that creates the tchelus. And this Bemis, this really is the time that really makes it that pretty impossible for anybody to come along and claim that they have found Tchelus, because most of the fish that have always been claimed are fish that existed. And if the Rishonim, whose Yedias and Psak and Yedias and the Yedanim of Tchelus were far greater than ours, and they didn't put Tchelus on their Begadim, then that really is a Psak that these fish are l'chayra not the tchelus, and like the Arizal says, we won't be zeicha to have tchelus until the bias goyel. This, of course, is not a taina on anybody who has a kabbalah now, either from the Razina or from other sources that they do wear tchelus. But just to explain the rave chayisrael that don't wear tchelus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.